Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Langley Speedway pit reporter Adam Welbrock. Then we'll speak with the winner from historic 441 Speedway, Susie Toler. And we'll have a conversation with the owner of the Carolina Sprint Tour, George Laux. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out with the Spring Nationals racing at three different tracks over the weekend. I-75 to Dale McDowell, Wythe to Hudson O'Neill. Tazewell goes to Brandon Overton. North Carolina at Southern National Motorsports Park. Caden Honeycutt at Victory Lane. Anthony Sanders gets the checkers at Gastonia. Dustin Rumley and Boo Boo Dalton, the late model winners at Ace. Chase Robertson and Michael Bumgardner, the same at Hickory. Harris, Kevin Nations at Bailey Hip amongst the winners. Michael Rouse gets it done at County Line. Granite Falls to Caden Bellows. Tyler Seeley, the same at Wake. Tennessee at Wartburg to Dustin Stevens. Caden Presnell and Mitchell Thompson at Victory Lane at Anderson, South Carolina. Hurricane Butler flows through Lakeview, gets the win. Travelers Rest to Chuck Sims. Travis Jamison on top at Lawrence County. North Georgia, it's Lane Clifton and Bryson Hickman. Zach Stewart, a winner at Hartwell. Winder Barrow to Joe Yarborough. Florida at Auburndale, John Guy, Cody Stickler split the super late model wins, while the sprint car winner at Hendry is Tyler Clem. Virginia, Natural Bridge to Tyler Bear. Bobby Bacardi and Peyton Sellers split the late model wins at South Boston. Lonesome Pine to Chase Dixon. Chase Burrow, the winner at Langley. And speaking of Langley, joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, I know him as a pit reporter only out of the visual because he's constantly patrolling the pits at Langley Speedway, but he's really like a co-host of the broadcast there with Brian White, Langley Speedway's other fantastic announcer, Adam Welbrock on the ProFab Hotline. Hey, Adam, welcome to the show. Big first opening night with a local guy like Chase Burrow winning. What's the atmosphere like this year at Langley Speedway?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lenny. It is terrific. We are entering year 76 in Hampton, Virginia. It has been a terrific start to the season. We had six of our 11 feature divisions race last Saturday night for Pepsi opening race night, and it was terrific. Like you said, our late models, our feature division was Chase Burrow getting the win. It was a 100-lap race. Chase didn't start up front and had to work his way through some traffic and hold off some hard chargers, but managed his tires well. He was the Cars Tour winner here last year and definitely used that experience to get to Victory Lane.
Adam Welbrock, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. The location is Pitts, but he is broadcasting in sync with the booth and Brian White there, a part of the team that track president at Langley Speedway, Bill Mullis, and track vice president Chuck Hall have put together. You see the press from Terry Beluzzo. And if you think back, to the original days, Caitlin Vincey, who is now a part of Happy Harvick and so much else, well, she was one of the launching broadcasters from Langley Speedway. And as well, we have to tip our cap to those NASA folks that are your neighbor there for the great events we've been able to watch around. What's that like having a racetrack next to a NASA facility?
It's fantastic. When people come off the main drag, Lenny, you can literally see the wind tunnel. NASA has this giant wind tunnel right before you get to the racetrack, and it lets you know you're in a pretty great area. You know, next to NASA is Langley Air Force Base. We have fighter jets always flying over, and it's so cool to see our neighbors in action this week. NASA, of course, with the rocket they launched headed up to the moon. We like to say Langley Speedway is going to the moon, but we'll let our neighbors take care of that. And they do so many great things, and we could not be more proud to be located right next to them in the heart of Hampton Roads.
Well, if Langley Speedway did go to the moon, they'd have PA systems so that our guest of the ProFab Hotline, Adam Welbrock, and his partner in broadcasting, Brian White, could simultaneously be able to call all the action as they do every Saturday night on Flow Racing from Langley Speedway out there on the coast in Langley, Virginia. And the ProFabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, Adam, lots going on at Langley Speedway, and you've come on the scene and continue to grow and blossom as a part of that broadcasting family there. How'd you get your start in broadcasting?
Yeah, I really appreciate Bill Mullis and Chuck Hall giving me the opportunity. I would not be here without them. I started back in 2019. Long story short, my dad works in the hotel industry. He got moved to a different hotel, was located right next to Langley at one of the Hampton branches. And his friend took over and decided he's a race fan. He wanted to sponsor a race night. So we went, enjoyed all the festivities, giving out trophies to winners, enjoying good food, redneck French fries, staple at Langley Speedway. And ultimately got me introduced to Chuck Hall and everybody there, and started off doing our Wacky Wednesday program. It's a streetcar program where people can bring their cars and race on the track. They race for a little bit of money. Started doing that on Wednesday night, and all of a sudden, a couple years later, I think it was 21 or 22, started to get the opportunity to fill in for our good friend, Mr. Buck Roos, fantastic pit road announcer. He started doing other things, playing music. And I think about a year and a half later, I was asked to come on full time and doing it ever since.
And you're helping school a young Atlee Weiss as well on those Wacky Wednesdays. What's it like, being the old guy helping to be the mentor?
I know I've been the young guy for a few years, and then we brought Atlee in the last couple of years, and now I'm the old guy. I don't know how that's happened, but Atlee is a terrific young man. He's a race car driver. For those that don't know, he competes now in our late model stock division. He's a limited late model race winner at Langley and South Boston Speedway, and does a lot of announcing in his spare time, whether it's at one of the local colleges or whether it's for Langley. Sometimes he'll be on pit road if I need a night off. And he does the Wacky Wednesday program with me, and we have a ball each and every week.
Where can we find you on the internet so we can keep up with what you're doing?
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter and Facebook at Adam Wilbrock. And of course, as you mentioned, Lenny, I'm with Jack and Scott every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. We stream live on Facebook. I know you've been a guest a few times, and we love having some fun talking to local competitors and local people, and also just other individuals in the sport, whether it's
Adam,
NASCAR National.
We got to run. Adam Wilbrock, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Fans, will be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride.
It's hard to believe that. I can't believe I'm like 39 and we've been doing this 30 years. The idea came about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were riding motorcycles to California, and we had stopped and picked up a couple of guys in Oklahoma City, and then we picked up some people in Globe, Arizona, and we were riding in. It was late at night, and it's like, oh my God, this would be so cool. We'll get people to give us 10 cents a mile. We'll ride. We'll do a bike-a-thon. And I just threw it out in the garage here. Dick Brooks rode with us that first year. Robert Yates rode with us. Cindy Sissoms rode with us. Man, we had so many people. They read about it, and they called us up and said they wanted to go on a ride, and we were like, come on down. Had 10 Hall of Famers that have ridden with us through the years. It is like a traveling show for the NASCAR Hall of Fame to go across country sometime, but it has been really good. We heard of a couple of different hospitals and a couple of different kids that were race fans, and we were thought, hey, we'll just stop and make a donation to help their families pay their bills. And that's what we did. It's all for camp now. It's all for Victory Junction.
30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty Charity Ride.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, podcast host, and last week's winner at a track down in southern Georgia they call Historic 441 Speedway, Susie Toler. Hey, Susie, welcome back to the show. A Crown Vic race car. What's making those cars so popular, and now you're winning in them? Why is that such a cool car to race?
The reason they're so cool is because it's so cheap to run them. Like, you get in a late model, you know, it's so expensive, but you get in a Crown Vic and you can just go out there and have fun, beat bang, and boom.
Wow. Well, Susie Toler, I heard it was a beating banging time there last weekend at Historic 441 in southern Georgia, the track she took the Crown Vic Junior category victory in. And she is joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So, First win of the season, reports and just, I could kind of tell, it didn't come that easy. What was the ride like there in those last laps to get this thing done?
Oh boy. Let me tell you, the guys were just beating and banging, trying to get me not to win, but hey, I kept up front and I got that win. I got the new skin on my car. That means I got a new body and I have a new racing suit. And now I have a new trophy, so can't beat that.
New body on the car, new racing suit on the driver, and new trophy on the shelf. Susie Toler, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, getting it done at a Crown Vic at Historic 441 Speedway in southern Georgia. She's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, it looked like the victory lane photos were extra special, not just, you know, for beating and banging a win there. Well, it looked like a lot of folks were having a great time there. What made this one even extra special that everybody had a big smile on?
Well, I've been chasing that hat. When you win there, you get an Historic 441 feature winner hat. And I've been chasing that hat for 2 years, and I finally got one. That was super exciting.
So new skin on the car, new fire suit on the driver, now a new hat on her head to go with the victory. Susie Toler, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winning in what is the growingest class, if that's even a way to say it, Crown Vic's, and growing somewhere else. Now I get to address you as a fellow person of the media. She is hosting a podcast and such. Now you got the podcast, a co-host. What's up with all this, Susie? What are you doing?
It is amazing. Like, I am super excited to be able to have this experience with a really great friend of mine, and just for it to get the attraction that it has after one episode, I cannot wait to keep having all these episodes coming out.
Well, what's the name of the thing, and who's your sidekick partner, you know, your tag team partner? Who's on?
Okay, so the podcast is called the Dirt Tea Podcast, and my co-host is Stripley. Yeah, I always mess up her name. I call her Fine Wine because she has such a unique name, and I'm so country, so yeah, I always mess up her name, and I probably just did again. But I love you, girl.
Well, either way, Dirt Tea is the name of the podcast, and it's T-E-A, just like sweet tea. And boy, Susie and her co-host starting off with a bang. You can find her on Spotify, and this is a growing thing because it really has, you know, just the legs of grassroots racing and the voices and such. You know, what is the idea behind this? When did you cook this up? Was it over a glass or three of fine wine somehow?
Oh, awesome. That was awesome. No, I've just been wanting to do it for years now. And whenever I met Shirley, I don't know, we just mixed well together. And I was like, girl, I just threw the idea out there. And she was like, let's do it. She never hesitated. So it's been on since then.
Wow.
And tonight we're going to film our second episode. And we're going to have the world's most hated tech man on there. So I cannot wait. Y'all have to join. Y'all have to follow us and find us on Spotify and listen in.
Wow. The world's most hated tech man. That's a big mountain to climb, because most drivers, Susie probably included, the tech man is the room of doom when you go around those guys. And whoever that is going to be, up against Chablis and Susie on Dirt Tea, the podcast. That's what we're chatting with Susie Toler about now, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. after her win at historic 441 Speedway in Southern Georgia over the weekend in the Crown Vicks and such. What kind of questions do you ask people you like, don't like, most hated tech man maybe in that? You know, on the podcast, what are some of kind of the things that folks can tune in for as this show continues to grow? And is it a 20-minute, half hour? How long y'all get to chat on it?
Just as long as we want. We were in it for an hour for our first episode, but everyone says that was the best hour they spent. They laughed the whole time. So I think we're doing something right. But no, the questions we're going to ask are real down to, just real questions. Like anything that we feel like needs to be addressed, we're going to address it. And if you don't want to be talked about, don't do it. That's our rules.
If you don't want to be talked about, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Rule number one on the Dirt Tea Podcast with our guest, Susie Toler, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Her and her co-host, Chablis. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Susie and Chablis, you can find them on Spotify and such. And Dirt Tea, such a cool name and all. Have you got merchandise yet? Have you got socials we can find you on to be able to keep up with?
You can follow us on X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and of course, Spotify.
Dirt Tea, T-E-A, just like the drink, only with dirt in front of it. And two ladies at the controls of a podcast that I've got to believe has got the makings of one of those ones that every time they unveil it, you're going to want to be able to tune in on Spotify or wherever platforms will be as they continue to grow. Dirt Tea host Susie Toler, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Great luck with this show and appreciate you doing all that you do. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
You may think you know drag racing, the chills, the speed, and iconic moments, but this season, it hits different. 75 years in the making. The crowd's locked in, waiting for that moment. The moment of realizing you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Whether you're a longtime fan or feeling earth-shaking horsepower for the first time, you're part of the story now. Expect the unexpected April 24th through 26th when NHRA goes four wide in Charlotte. Get tickets at cmaxdragway.com today.
This is PRN's David Stiles. Life is always moving and so are you. So what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcasts while you're on the go. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Fast Talk, Garage Pass, and At the Track. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Mike Rowe on the student organization known as Skills USA.
Well, everybody talks about high unemployment. It seems to me that the real problem is the skills gap. There are opportunities available, millions of them. Skills USA is on the front line. They're encouraging soft skills, specific skills. They're the connective tissue in between the opportunities that exist and the hopes that a lot of parents and kids have for their own future.
Learn more at microworks.com and skillsusa.org.
Skills USA, champions at work.
The World of Outlaws World Finals returns to the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway this November. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, George Laux, the owner of the Carolina Sprint Tour, coming off an impressive win at the big half mile at Lancaster, South Carolina. First and foremost, welcome back to the show. And I thought you weren't racing all this season. What's the forecast for that? And, you know, how does this victory even play into it, if it does?
I don't know if the victory does. I mean, we go out every race to try to win. But, you know, the plan going into the year was my wife is pregnant with our son. He's due in May, and that's the heaviest time of our schedule for the Carolina Sprint Tour. And, you know, if the stars align and he comes at a good time, my crew guys, Justin Blast, Max Houtnamy, and Eric Bonham all agreed that they would step up a little bit to help me out and try to go for another championship. But if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You know, family first. This is hobby racing. We have fun doing it, but it's, you know, family definitely needs to come first.
Definitely got to take care of family. George Laux from the Carolina Sprint Tour. The Sprint Tour itself really feels like a family, and he does such a neat job doing things. The other night, there were a lot of challenges at Lancaster, the weather and everything. I saw the Sprint Tour itself had cars out there helping repack the track. That was some extra effort on the series, but the track itself was really thrown in there together right alongside both of you doing things. What's it like to work, you know, from a series perspective with Lancaster Motor Speedway and the things that happened that night?
I'll tell you what, they're one of the great tracks that I've had the opportunity to work with. With the Carolina Sprint Tour, we are racers. We are racers who just want to race. That's all we want to do. So we were at the track, we didn't get too much rain, and I kind of, you know, popped the spoke up like, if they want a couple cars out there, I'll go out, and I'm sure a couple other guys will too. And so a few of us took our wings off so they didn't get just hammered with mud. And we'll do whatever we can to help racetracks get their show in, make their money. And my attitude as a series promoter is, if the racetrack makes money when we're there, they're probably going to call us back, because that's the idea of running a racetrack. You got to make money to pay the bills. So we'll do whatever we can to engage fans or make the racing a good night, or make the racing there that night a good night, and bring the fans back the next time we show up.
And the Carolina Sprint Tour does deliver, and we're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline from the Carolina Sprint Tour. George Laux, he won the race the other night, but also the promoter and the guy in charge of so much to make things happen there. He is on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, George, it looks like this season has some new faces, new team owners, growing in size and such. What has this new energy, you know, done to push the level of excitement for the fans watching?
Well, we have Ryan Newman's daughter, Brooklyn Newman, is racing with us a few times this year, and it won't be full time, but we have quite a few, you know, ex-NASCAR guys, ex-Millbridge guys, micro guys from Millbridge. You know, they kind of just see what we've got going. The series pays pretty well. We got tracks behind us, tracks supporting us. We got tracks that are a lot closer than in years past, just because of the growth that our series has had. We have really good racing, and it's kind of, you know, it's a community situation, right? We help each other out at the racetrack if there's an issue. If they're to and from the racetrack, we help each other out. And we have people travel from, I had Troy Betts and Eddie Wagner come down last weekend when we raced at Livonia Speedway. They made their 10-hour trip, 8-hour trip down, and they were already looking at their schedule to see when they could come back. It's a different atmosphere than a lot of these other traveling series have in the country, and we, you know, I pride myself in that we have a lot of really good people on our side that want to promote this series and promote each other's racing.
Really good people, family first. It does start at the top for the Carolina Sprint Tour. We're chatting with that guy, George Laux, on the profabrication.com hotline. Wings Sprint Car Racing across the Southeast, firmly entrenched, and you know, this series goes to so many places. Where in the short term does the series go over the next few times that you all go out to race?
So we are making our reappearance at Friendship Motor Speedway on April 18th. I'm pretty excited for that one. That's really close for a lot of our guys. The Basin Walls and the whole crew up there have done an amazing job getting that facility back to racing status, and just super, super pumped about that. And we have, after that, May 2nd, Lakeview, one of our favorite racetracks. Scott Tripp does an amazing job with his facility. He's sprint car minded, loves prepping the track for us. And then we're at our hometown track, we'll call it Carolina Speedway, on May 8th. That's brought to us by K-Town Pub and Pizza in Kannapolis. If you're ever looking for some good food, smash burgers or pizza, make sure you hit up Bill Cole at K-Town Pub and Pizza.
Wow. Let's hold on there. George Laux, the promoter from the Carolina Sprint Tour, chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. And I know in the month of May, you've shifted a race that was really a headliner and brought in a tremendous amount of interest and drivers from all over. The event coming up in Beckley, has it moved to May now?
Yeah, May 23rd. We the cold weather in November was never really on our side, but the first year we did, we had 36 cars, which was a huge opportunity for a 305 race in the South. And Randy Kinder at Beckley Motor Speedway was all ears when I opted to, brought the idea up, moving it to Memorial Day weekend. And that'll be $4,000 to win, $500 to start, thanks to Metal Supermarkets of Statesville and Pilot House Pub and Tavern in Little River, South Carolina. Those two companies came on board to make it more fruitful for the racers.
Wow, and a lot of work going into all those dates and many, many more. George Laux, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline from the Carolina Sprint Tour. You got to make plans to get out and see this tour. They put on a show in just a few seconds. What can fans expect? What's the essence of this tour that they pay their money to go see?
Fast cars, high speeds, close racing, and drivers who are readily available for the fans whenever possible.
Couldn't ask for much more than that. Carolina Sprint Tour, George Laux of the ProFab Hotline. Where can we find you on the internet, social media, things like that?
Facebook, Instagram, and X. We have Carolina Sprint Tour if you search that. Our Facebook page is definitely the strongest. We're really close to 12,000 followers. So if fans can go out there, listen to this, hit the like button, help us out. That'll definitely help the sponsors and getting drivers up and down the road.
George Laux from the Carolina Sprint Tour, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Appreciate you taking the time. Good luck with that child coming up in May. Let's get it timed out just right. We want to see you at every race possible. Thank you for joining us here. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Shane Van Gisbergen for the final time up here in turn number two. He brought a gun to a knife fight today. Then we got Noah Gregson around right in the middle of the pack, and he got hammered by Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski's off into the dirt as well.
The Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, Sunday, June 28th. Tickets at SonomaRaceway.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. The weekend after Easter is upon us, and there is great racing all across the country. Weather looks pretty good. Get out there and support grassroots racing and follow it all on PRN at the Track on our socials, powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.